unconditional love, endless devotion. This is how a new Netflix series, How to Become a Cult Leader, starts. And of course, it's about those funny characters that we often hear about when it comes to the cult story, which is, of course, exciting and engaging story to tell in movies and such. But the interesting thing here for me is that expression there, right? Unconditional love and endless devotion, we recognize it from somewhere, from our bhakti tradition, where of course that is, well, the very essence of it, right? Love and devotion, unconditional love. And it just struck me that, wow, that is also a very, probably it seems, effective message to send out if you want to start a cult. You know, you gotta show devotion to your leader, your savior, an unconditional love. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Beautiful, real, unconditional love. Of course, to whom? Well, to your leader. The thing is that, of course, as Vaishnava devotees, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we know that this is not really what it's about. Cult leaders receiving that devotion and love, but it's bhakti, meaning love and devotion for God, for Krishna, Radha Krishna, and actually for all of God's expansions, all other Vaishnavas, which we really, all of us, in the true sense, are, in other words, for all living beings, right? So that's where the love and devotion comes and is going on and is supposed to be going on. But to be real honest, don't we recognize that other usage of the love and devotion message, even from a certain international Vaishnava Krishna conscious organization that is very keen on not being called a cult? Well, to be very honest, a group, an organization can, it's quite clear to me at least, no matter what beautiful and pure and wise and elevated principles it is built upon, you know, take on a life on its own, depending on, of course, the leaders of it. So it's very possible, and I think some of us may have seen it happen, that certain leaders, even in such an elevated Vaishnava community, start to run it a little bit that same way as the cults do, right? Maybe not on purpose, but it just becomes like that. Anyway, you can go on like that.